The average commute in 2017 was 26.9 minutes, inching up just slightly from 26.6 minutes the year before. All told, that means U.S. commuters spent an extra 2.5 hours in traffic last year. Joining us now is Gridlock Sam Schwartz, a traffic expert who, as New York City traffic commissioner, popularized the term gridlock. Sam, any surprise that commute times are ticking up?
No, not at all. A lot of things are going up. We've been watching vehicle miles traveled over the last few years. They surprisingly went down for about 10 years from 2004, 2005, because younger people, millennials, were driving a lot less. But what's happened since 2015, population's grown, more people have gone out and bought cars, more people are working, and so vehicle miles traveled has gone up. And when vehicle miles traveled go up, especially in dense areas, travel times go up with it.
And those dense areas, those major metropolitan areas in this country, it seems are the places where the economy is doing better than in more rural areas. There might be more people living in those places who have to get to work.
Yeah, absolutely. So we see that in Washington, D.C. We see that in New York City and a number of others. And it's also a combination of not just the vehicle miles traveled by the commuters, but we also have new forms of transportation that we never had before, such as Uber, Lyft in New York City, VIA, and they stay in motion a good deal. They have a much greater impact than a car that just drives in, goes to a parking lot or garage, and doesn't move during the course of a day.
Well, there are some people who probably look at the results of this survey and say it's all Uber's fault that the traffic is going up. But do you think that's true or not?
No. I think there's a fair amount of impact. As you get closer to the central business areas, a much smaller impact when you're 10, 20 miles away. Some impact in our central business districts in New York City, for example, speeds over the 5 or 6 years that Uber and others have been in existence have dropped from a very slow 6.5 miles an hour to 4.7 miles an hour. And a fair amount of that could be attributed to the app-based car services, but also we have a lot more trucks making these tiny deliveries with Amazon and other services that will deliver to you within an hour. So it's not just all the app-based services, but that is a big impact when you get to the center of cities.
What about the view that if traffic is going up, and it has been going up for a while, that cities should just be spending more on public transit so people can get in without having to sit on the highway in traffic?
Cities should be figuring out a much more efficient way to use their space. And it is not efficient to have a single occupant car coming into the city that occupies a tremendous amount of space. Mm-hmm. Very inefficient. If we doubled that to 2 people per car, we'd solve the traffic problem in many areas. We should also be encouraging public transportation. And there's another tool, and that's one that I recommend we use in the densest of areas, and that's congestion pricing. We charge people to enter, which does a number of things. Those people that are remain in their cars, they'll be moving faster. The second thing will be raising revenue for infrastructure, for roads, bridges, and transit.
That is Sam Schwartz, who is a traffic expert and former New York City traffic commissioner. Thank you for joining us.
You're quite welcome.